You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Not all that long ago, I was following a thread on Facebook about giving money to homeless people standing at a busy intersection or maybe on the sidewalk. Some people didn't want to give cash because they weren't sure how the money would be used. Others gave because someone had hit rock bottom. They didn't care whether it was used to buy booze or a bowl of soup. Giving to the homeless, especially when you're approached on the street, seems to give rise to a lot of emotions ranging from the joy of giving to being suspicious. Well, helping homeless people has taken an interesting turn with an internet-based effort called Hand Up Detroit. Here to talk about that are Abby Adair, who is the coordinator of Hand Up Detroit, and Jenny Poma, who is with South Oakland Shelter, one of Hand Up's eight partners. Abby, break this down for us. If I'm homeless, how can you help me?
If you're a homeless person, you are likely a client at one of our agencies. We have nine partner agencies
right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Four in Oakland County and five in Detroit. And at those partner agencies, you will work with your social worker to create a profile to put on Hand Up Detroit. And that profile is kind of like a GoFundMe page or something like that. It has your picture, details about your story, what has led you to be a client at that agency, where you live, what you like to do, and just anything about your family.
So you're doing a profile of them and of their need.
Mm-hmm. So it tells their story and tells what their most pressing need is at that time.
And are people more responsive to that than somebody who's at a busy intersection or trying to, I'll use the word panhandle on the street?
This is definitely a more effective way for both parties to help each other out.
The agency and the client.
The agency, the client, and the donor. The agency is able to connect their client to resources they don't have, and the client is able to tell their story in a way that is with integrity and a legitimate way that they're not usually able to tell their story. And donors are able to read those stories, which usually they're not exposed to. It's not something they regularly hear, stories and struggles of people experiencing homelessness. And it also allows the donor to know what their need is and donate towards that need, and also see the progression from when they were first on Hand Up, what their first need was, and then future needs. After their first need is funded, they can put in a new goal for, say, the first need was a security deposit. They get that and they move into housing, then they're able to fundraise for their next need, which could be a work uniform, and then they're able to get a job.
Or in some cases, I saw on their furniture, like a bed or something like that.
Yeah, so furniture is definitely a big one because you move into an apartment, but then you have no way to actually furnish it and make it comfortable.
Jenny, this program's been active in other cities. I'm wondering what kind of a dent it makes in reducing homelessness.
Sure. So we were the first Midwest partner. Hand Up is based in San Francisco. And we were looking for solutions for our agency and our clients. Some of the needs that Abby spoke to, we were experiencing, right? So people who were in our shelter, they needed something relatively small to remove a barrier to ending their homelessness forever. So a good example is a security deposit. So a lot of folks in our shelter, they get pulled for a Section 8 voucher, which is a long-term housing subsidy that could effectively end their bout of homelessness. But in order to access that voucher, they first have to raise $500, $600, $700, $800 for a security deposit, which sounds like a little bit of money in comparison to ending homelessness, but for them is a lot of money in that period of their lives.
So in the city where it originated, I'm just wondering, has it made a lot of difference there?
It has. I mean, and we've seen it in our agency. So in the first year, we've been able to raise over $45,000 to help over 200 individuals who have been accessing these programs and these agencies that Abby spoke to directly impact them. And that, I think, is the power of the site and of the program at large, is that you make a direct impact on an individual's life.
I wanted to ask you both about that, why this approach is better than simply donating to one of the partners. Are people more reactive when they know the story behind it rather than the agency's good works?
Our executive director actually just read a publication by Yale professor Paul Bloom called Against Empathy. And in that book, he makes the case that people's empathy is increased the more specific a problem is presented to them.
Sure, you tell somebody's story.
Yeah. If you say over 30,000 people are experiencing homelessness in our community, help us, that seems really out of reach. But if you say Sally needs help with her rent to prevent her from being evicted, her and her family from being evicted, that's more tangible and people are actually more likely to give.
What if you're homeless and you're not associated with one of the nine partners?
that's a part of my job, is to get more partners on board so that we can connect with more people in need. SOS was really successful when they first brought it on, and that's why they dreamed of Hand Up Detroit, because they wanted to bring that success to more and more people in the area, and they knew that they weren't even putting a drop in the bucket in terms of how many people are in need in our community.
So you're working in Oakland County and Detroit. I understand there are plans for expansion. Where else might you go?
So we're hoping to go in out Wayne. Right now we're just in Detroit in terms of Wayne County and also Macomb County.
Will you need more partner groups? I mean, when do you peak on dollars coming in? You're talking about, it seems like a funnel to me, that the website to me, instead of being expansive, it seems like there's going to be a limit, but then I don't operate fund drives like that either. So I'm just wondering, are you going to peak out on the ability to get donors and have too many partners and too many clients? Is there a risk of that?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's not a new concept. Poverty has existed for since forever. And on the flip side of that, there's been really fortunate and generous people who have been wanting and willing to give. And so I think the opposite is going to be true. I think the more that we expand and the more partners and people we have on the site, the more our efforts are going to be successful. I think right now Abby has the stats, but over 500 individuals have been served.
426.
Mm-hmm. Have been served through the site already in just the Metro Detroit area that we're focusing on. So I imagine that the more people we put on, the more funds we're going to raise.
And when do you expand into the rest of Wayne County?
So right now we're just focusing on Oakland County and Detroit. Our grant year is up in July. And then when we receive funding for the future, that's when we hope to expand it into the other counties.
I have one final question. Can you tell me how your clients, what they think of this when you first tell them that this is available?
Yeah, sure. So we were we had high hopes for the platform, but our social workers were a little bit skeptical, right? We weren't sure how our clients were going to receive it.
Sure, you're going very public with your troubles.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. sometimes they post photos and things like that. We, you know, proceeded with caution, and the donors and our clients both surprised us. On the front end, you know, when we're creating the profile, we're asking personal questions, and they're questions different than what you would ask them if you're screening them for a housing program, right? You're asking them a little bit of who they are and what makes them unique and the things that they like and enjoy and their aspirations. So just in telling that is very empowering for a lot of the people that we work with. And then to receive a random donation from someone who's a stranger, who does not know you really at all, was very overwhelming for a lot of the people that we serve. They would cry in our offices, I can't believe that someone just funded my security deposit, you know, in just a few days, and now I'm able to move into housing, and I don't even know this person. How can I properly thank them, right? And they can actually properly thank them through the site, which is, again, something very empowering for both of the parties to have that connection, to build that bridge between people with homes and people without homes, right? We're not that different, just don't have homes. And so how can we build that relationship more than just giving somebody a dollar on the corner who's asking for assistance?
Is there ever a problem with one person getting a lot of help and another person not getting as much help just because of the way the profile is? And what do you do to help fix that?
Yeah, sometimes that does occur, or sometimes somebody's need is very urgent and they don't necessarily have the time to fundraise for weeks on end for that need through the site. So what we're able to do is create a fund across the partner agencies, and we're actually going to be kicking it off on Valentine's Day, to create sort of a pool of money for critical needs for people who are on the platform. So from that pool of funds, agencies can distribute the funds to particular profiles that maybe aren't getting the attention that they need or are a little bit more critical or time sensitive to help move that goal along.
We've been talking about Hand Up Detroit. There is a Facebook site. Just type in those words. You'll find it. That's Jenny Poma, who's with South Oakland Shelter, one of the partners. And we heard from Abby Adair, who is the coordinator of Hand Up Detroit. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much. Thank you.